Well, we were talking about Denmark there a moment ago. We're going to that country now because the last letters, the very last letters, will be delivered today by PostNord. It combines the Danish and Swedish postal services, and the removal of the Danish end of things will leave 1,500 people with no job and 1,500 red post boxes redundant. We're joined from Copenhagen by freelance journalist Owen O'Sullivan. Owen, is it as simple as no one is writing letters or cards anymore?
Yeah, it really is. It's been a huge drop in the last 20 years. 90% of people, there's been a 90% drop in the last 20 years. And then in the last 3 years, it's been 30%. So it's very clear people just aren't sending letters like that anymore here.
Did you get any Christmas cards?
No, I didn't at all, actually. It's not really a thing here for Christmas cards.
Did you send any?
So I didn't send Christmas cards, but I did get out last night and send a few postcards just to get it done before they close the boxes.
So if I was to send a Danish friend a birthday card next month, what would happen to that card?
So that'll still be delivered. So the letter sending has gone to Deo, the private company. So they're going to take over the letter sending. And for all intents and purposes, it's a very simple and similar system. So you'll go into a shop very much like you do in PostNord. And they've even though they've taken down letterboxes here in Denmark, the Deo have actually set up their own small little red post boxes in their shops. So they're trying to make it as similar as possible. So your letter will just end up at my door by a private delivery service. That's mm-hmm. the difference.
But if you were sending one back to Ireland, would that be more tricky?
Again, it's similar in the process that I'll have to go to a store, which is what PostNord often do now. But it'll look a bit different on your side because instead of having a post stamp, it'll have... There might be a private post stamp, but more often than not, it'll have a digit. So it'll be 9-digit code on top of it. So it'll look a bit different for you. And also, there won't be any money in it. So I can only send letters. So I can't give you any Christmas gifts or birthday gifts like that. There'll be no money sent from Denmark, I'm afraid.
What will happen to the post boxes, Owen?
Well, they've already been taken down and a lot of them have already been sold. So the PostNord has been donated a lot of them to charities. So any money made by them, I've gone to a charity group, and then the rest will be auctioned off in the new year. And I'd say a lot of people will just keep them for nostalgia and things like that. But I can imagine some people like revamping them and putting them up around the place because Denmark still likes the look of them. So I'm sure we'll see them in
cafes. It's a bit like the old phone boxes here, isn't it?
They'll
be an appearance somewhere.
Yes.
And how do Danes feel about all of this?
I mean, there's a little sadness about the change, but there's a reason it's happening. Denmark's very forward thinking. They're very quick to move into modernity. And I think most Danes trust the government, trust the state. And if the state says this is for the better, the Danish people will trust them. And they also know that Denmark has a legal obligation to make sure the letters come. So if something was happened down the line and they always close, the government would still have the responsibility of delivering letters, and they trust that system.
And the 1,500 people who were being made redundant because of PostNord's demise, will they be redistributed, as it were, to the private system?
No, so 700 people internally have already been moved, but there is, like you said, 1,500 people who are losing their jobs. And definitely there's been some unions that have been upset about that and made some statements out there about that. But there's certainly a recognition that, you know, social welfare is a very big thing in Denmark, and these people will be looked after as much as they can by the state. But certainly people are a little upset about that.
Will Sweden follow the Danish example?
Not at the moment. They came out with a statement saying that letters will still be sent, although they have had their own issues. There's been a drop of 50% of letters sent for the last couple of years for them as well. So eventually it might go the same way, but they've certainly said for now you can still post their letters there.
Owen, great to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. That's Owen O'Sullivan, freelance journalist, joining us from Copenhagen, where the last letter will be delivered today by the public postal service, PostNord, after 400 years. It's a minute to nine.